children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And our show is brought to you by our sponsor, starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And alternativecancer.us. And we are going to be having more and more links and things like that put on both of those sites. They are ramping up their really interesting metaphysical / new age type products on starlights.com, and Alternative Cancer website is going to get revamped also somewhere in the next couple of months, because they have so much information on there, it's getting a little confusing sometimes. So anyway, it's an excellent site, though, if you're looking for information on how to deal with cancer. And also, they have test kits of how to test what types of therapies are likely to work better for your type of cancer. And so if you or someone that you know has cancer, you might want to check that out. And then the different products that are available on starlights.com are really cool. You know, one of my favorites are the Moroccan lanterns and the New Age music and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm really into that. Okay, so now on to our show for tonight. My co-host is going to be Dr. Lenny again, Dr. Lenny Time, who is a chemist. I love having you on, Lenny. You are just a hoot, you know, and I just enjoy having you on so much because it's really nice the way you can spark the ideas for the listeners out there, especially about education. And, you know, last time we got so involved, I forgot to ask you to mention Noetti. And so if you would kind of go into that before we go into tonight's discussion.
Sure. Noetti is the Northwest Education and Training Institute. It's at noetti.com. And what we're going to be doing is providing education that's based on learning as opposed to education that's based on telling people. And so we've got a battery of courses in various fields, and we have the opportunity for people who wish to present their own course to connect in and offer it. The interface is very Skype-like, and there's a chat room that can hold up to a dozen people in a lecture hall that has almost a population of 1,000. And it's a real neat system. Once we figure out how to use it all, we'll be able to exchange documents and have interpersonal meetings online.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people don't quite understand yet what it's all about. But basically, listeners, if you have ever wondered why they are teaching antiquated stuff that's not true in the school systems, particularly where science and history are concerned, Noetti is going to blow that out of the water, because they're talking about educating people in critical thinking skills and power tools using critical thinking skills. And really, it's about becoming more of who we really are, which is why I love them. And it's all about, you know, advancing humanity and getting rid of all the old dogma that actually we're finding out now was a bunch of lies. So,
yeah, a lot of what we're planning to do is to question the fundamental assumptions of all the different sciences. We already know that things do not work the way they were explained, but we're not quite sure how they really do work. So, for instance, I believe that water is the base seat of consciousness, and that there are different types of water that can differentiate from each other. but we just look at water and see it as one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are many, many amazing things about water. We'll have to have a couple shows just on water at some point, but because I'm fascinated by it. I've always loved water. I love to drink it. I love to bathe in it. I love to swim in it, you know, and I used to like it when it was falling down on me and that stuff we call rain, but now it's like, uh-oh, rain, get inside. You know, you don't know what kind of crap's in there now with all the chemtrails and the radiation and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But it's getting very interesting. We definitely need new science. So anyway, tonight, I don't think I told you about this before, Dr. Lenny, but what I do on the first week of the month is I have a discussion about some subject that we really have in our lives to help us that is really, really necessary to our happiness and our progress in life. And so the first 2 months I talked about love. The first one was love of self. The next one was love of others. And I was thinking about, you know, what should I talk about for March? And I started thinking about the weather. You know, comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. What does the wind do? And the wind clears the muck out. And so I thought, oh, that's it, clarity. So I wanted to have a discussion about clarity because so many people, when they write to me or they call me, they are so confused. And, I mean, it's little stuff that's happening in their life that's just driving them crazy because they can't get out of it. They're like, they're on the wheel, right, the gerbil wheel, and they're going around and around and around, and they can't seem to break out, and they can't seem to understand. And what I have found in my own life is that you need to get clarity on all of the directions concerning the problem before you can get rid of the problem. So having experienced that, then I understand. Wow. Is that a ghost, Lenny?
Yeah, we have dogs who have now gotten to the horses. And you can't let the dog chase the horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, get some exercise, both of them. So anyway, what I wanted to do this week is talk about clarity, how to get it, and then I do a 10-minute meditation at the end. And I do that so that they can download it and, you know, go ahead and use it again and again to help them get to that state where they can bring clarity into the situation that they're dealing with and do more than just sit there and feel peaceful. I love the peaceful thing myself, but I got to tell you, there's times when I have really needed clarity on a situation, just been kind of beside myself with angst. And I have different ways of doing things. You know, one of the ways that I get clarity on an issue and get movement again, because I can't stand it if things are stagnant. I get movement going, but if I've tried everything else and nothing has worked, I start yelling at the universal source. And I mean, I really yell. I stand in the middle of the kitchen and I shake my fist and I stomp my feet.
Glad you don't live in an apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And I just do all this stuff and I just go, look, I am disgusted, okay? I've done everything I know how to do. And that's it, okay? Nothing's working. This is not a good space for me to be. If you want me to be peaceful, you got to give me something else. You know, you got to help me to get in that direction. Like, give me the time and the money to go off and take a vacation for a week or something. But if you're going to stick me here, I can't move in any direction, then I'm done. And so I say, I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to eat the food till it's gone. I'm going to watch the cable until they turn it off. And I'm going to sit on this couch until they pick it up and move it out the door. So it's like, that's it. I'm done. I'm upset. You know, you better move me. And so I would just tell the universal source, move me or nothing's going to get done. And then all of a sudden I had like the attention of the universe. And I have only done this a few times, but every time I've done it, I have had things start to move so incredibly that I can't stop laughing for about 2 weeks. I mean, it just comes and it snowballs. And I'm like, wow, this is what I'm talking about. You know, get some things moving and, you know, show me the direction that's, you know, that we're going into here. And that's a pretty drastic way to do it. So what kind of hints do you have for the listeners on how to get some clarity? Say they're dealing with a problem in their job, and they, it seems insurmountable. They can't get past it, whether it's something in a project they're doing and they need to know how to get to the next step, or whether it's people at work that are harassing them, or whether it's a go-nowhere job or something, but something with a job. How do they deal with something like that?
Well, the first thing I usually do when I find myself getting frustrated is I start to concentrate on my breathing. Mm-hmm. And I stop interacting with people and instead begin the conversation with myself. Mm-hmm. So rather than yell at a boss or a coworker or get into that sort of debate that we know never turns out good for anybody, mm-hmm. I'd just as soon thank the person for their opinion, walk away, and calm myself down, and then get back to the rational thought pattern. But I really believe that it's more important to think with our hearts than our minds.
I agree.
And if somebody is upset at us, understanding what has upset them, a lot of times we're just the person who happened to be there as opposed mm-hmm. to the real thing that's bothering the other person.
Sure, yeah.
And so I'm actually not the best person to ask about interpersonal relationships because I am more of a hermit and don't really deal with a lot of people.
Oh, I got
I
that
like
part.
I deal with crowds of people.
Yeah.
But I do not like to be in a group of like 10 or 20 people, mm-hmm. especially not when they all feel they have an opinion to express.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I'll tell you, you know,
I've been on committees before.
I'm pretty good with the groups of people, too. And I do similar to what you do. I pull myself out. I look at what's really going on. So I become the observer in my life. And I look at what's going on. I cut through the crap, get to the real issue at the heart of it. And while everybody's jumping up and down and screaming and wanting blood, I'm the one clear voice in there. And people don't like it when you do that, you know, because all of a sudden you're not agreeing with them. But the fact is that that's how you get things resolved. You have to see with clarity from all sides and see what has to be done next. And I've done that so many times, you know, working in the ER, that I brought that into medical practice, too, and in med school. I had a horrendous med school journey. It was 4 years of unmitigated hell, basically.
Sympathy, and that probably didn't deal with the coursework at all, just the people.
It was just the people, and it was the mismanagement of the institution. It was new. It was fairly new. And they had all kinds of stuff going on and all kinds of drama. It was so bad that when I had to go back the next year after I graduated and got licensed and everything, I went back for some continuing medical education. And I walked through that front door and I got the heebie-jeebies. And I basically started convulsing.
Watch the movie, just as you said. Take copious notes on situations also. So that if I don't understand what's going on when I'm in the midst of the situation, my notes will tell me what I was feeling and thinking that I can read back afterwards and try and interpret what went on.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. And, you know, the other thing that I do is I observe everything that's going on around me, including the animals and the insects and stuff that appear. For instance, if you have somebody around you who is trying to ruin your reputation, you'll smell skunks. And this is part of the animal medicine. You know, if skunk comes around, there's a couple things that are associated with skunk. One is sexuality, so you could be like throwing off too many sexual vibes. One is reputation. And the other thing is basically like, hey, you know, maybe you need to protect yourself a little bit more. And sometimes all three of those go together. But I have found that usually when skunk wanders around, I'll start really paying attention. And I'll go, wow, okay, what's happening in my life that I need to get some clarity on? And I just had something happen last week where, it was just the weirdest thing. Basically, somebody pulled one over on me and blamed me for something that I might have done, but I don't think I did. But it could have happened. I don't know. And, you know, it was just a result of fatigue, you know, that I wasn't really thinking about it until the next day. And I went, wait a minute, the story isn't lining up. And so then I asked my friend, well, what do you think of this? And my friend said, you didn't do that. And I said, okay, that's what I thought too. I thought that at the time. I thought this is kind of weird, you know, because I'm not one of those people that does things unconsciously. So I thought, okay, well, I was pretty tired, you know, maybe it was on me. Well, since then I found out all kinds of stuff. What happened the night before this incident happened, there was skunk. The next day, skunk was back. The third day, skunk was back. Until I got clarity on the issue, I was like, oh my God, there's a couple people there that basically don't like me. They have no reason not to like me. They just don't like me. And, you know, that happens. Yeah. And, you know, I don't care except for when they try to interfere with my life. But I asked for clarity. Now, normally, when I ask for clarity, I address it to the universal source. So God, you know, Father, whatever you want to call it. I keep saying God doesn't care what you call it and only cares that you call it and that you recognize you're part of this. And so what I'll do is I'll send it out to the universe and I'll say, hey, I need to understand this. Send me clarity. And I just ask like that on this situation. And invariably, within 3 days, I will have three people that will say exactly the same thing to me concerning this one issue, whatever I'm working on. They may not know anything about what it is. I don't have to tell them anything. It's just something will come up in conversation, and it kind of like sends out an energetic, like a poke, you know, and I'm like, whoa, hey,
well,
that
pertains.
Well,
when you state your intention clearly, the universe doesn't mistake what you really want.
Exactly. And so when you send that out there, when you're very clear about, you know, what you need to know about, I always get it from three sources. And, I mean, sometimes it's really comical. You know, like I'll go wandering around, you know, out in town or something, and somebody I don't even know will come up to me and say, hey, Spirit just told me to tell you this. I'll be like, okay, thanks. And then they'll walk on, and I'll just start chuckling, you know. And then I might run into another person that'll stop me and say, hey, Spirit just told me to tell you this. Okay, thank you very much. And then I'll like pick up a paper or something, and there'll be a headline that basically says, you know, the one thing that I need to know. So that's kind of like a magical way to do it, which is really a lot of fun. And you can get a lot of chuckles over that kind of stuff, because it'll come to you in really strange ways. And that, you know, just kind of helps to confirm what you're thinking about and to, you know, to show you, okay, you know, my thought pattern's going on the correct path. So it's okay, because, you know, I bring critical thinking skills into it, too, to try to make sure that, you know, I'm in alignment on all levels of my being. So I like confirmation, though. So it's really cool, you know, when that kind of stuff happens. And I find, you know, the biggest problem that people have with achieving clarity is they don't ask the right question. So, you know, if they can drill it down, I usually tell people, write down, like, five things surrounding this issue that you think would be a good question to ask that's going to give you a real simple answer, you know, maybe just a few words, but it's going to be the answer you need, or it's going to be a vision. I usually get it as a vision first, and then I'll get confirmation through words, through other people. And then I watch everything, too. Like, if I suddenly am beset by spiders, I'm like, oh, crap. What kind of, you know, web of intrigue am I getting caught in here? And I'll chase all the damn spiders out, you know, and clear out the webs and go, okay, let me look around and see who's trying to entrap me here. You know, what the hell's going on? And, you know, when you know to look at that, then it really all comes together. And so if you're interested, listeners, in how to do that, you can pick up one of the books on animal speak. It's Native American stuff. You know, that different animals mean certain things. And like, you can get the medicine card deck and, you know, play with that to get clarity also. Oh, that's another thing. All the different tarot decks, divination decks, and things like that. I find that also helps to kind of channel your thoughts into the right direction so that you can get some clarity on something. And I know a lot of people that, oh gosh, this was back in, I'd say probably the 70s, there was a psychic on television, Catherine Ponder, and she used to do a divination deck with just regular playing cards, and everybody that was of my parents' age, you know, they would be doing that, just laying out these playing cards, you know, to see what it meant. So basically, okay, tarot decks are kind of the same thing. It's just a little bit easier to envision, you know, through a tarot deck, I think. But, I mean, it's all dealing with your subconscious. So if there are any dyed-in-the-wool fundamentalist Christians out there that are freaking out and saying, oh, divination is against the Lord, stop, okay? Stop the paranoia. It's not. What you're doing is you're dealing with your own subconscious anytime you do any of that stuff. You know, you're not asking for, you know, some great angel or saint or the devil or anybody else to come through there and give you answers. You're actually talking with yourself. And so you're picking out the cards. You're doing the pendulum. You're doing, you know, whatever it is that you're going to do. The only exception to that is I don't like the Ouija board. You know, it's got too much bad juju to it. But most of the other stuff, like, you know, tarot decks and things like that, they can really help clarify things. And you know, we got a question here. What if you're around doggies? Does that have a meaning regarding being around animals? Yeah, dogs are all about loyalty. Dogs are about unconditional love. And so, you know, if you love dogs, you love that idea of love. You know, you love having someone who accepts you just the way you are. And, you know, that's part of their lesson. They teach us to be patient. They teach us to be more loving. All of the creatures that we interact with are here to teach us something as well as to live their own lives. So it's kind of like that poster, you know, everything I needed to learn about life, I learned from my cat. I did. My cat's taught me a lot of stuff.
I actually have a Sacred Geometry Oracle deck.
Oh, I have that too. I love it.
It's a 64-card deck, and it's very well designed.
Yeah, it's extremely well designed. Yeah, I have been using that deck for a long time. In fact, if somebody ever asks me for a reading during those times when I feel like doing that, that's the deck that I prefer to pull out because it really is transcendent, and it's all based on the sacred geometry, and the deck is really pretty. And
yes.
I think that
the artwork
that was
is fantastic, and it takes the time to go into base geometry like circles and squares and triangles, but it also goes into in-depth places out to Orion and into mm-hmm. space. I really yeah. think that the world is changing from a three-dimensional world that we are all pseudo-comfortable in into a five-dimensional world, where as soon as you express clear intention, the universe wants to play with you and let you have exactly what you need. But yeah. it is a materially abundant world, not a material wasteful world. So we're going to have to redesign a lot of the mechanisms that we use now to be in a world that doesn't have an overabundance of energy or fuel or food. I think that the quality is more important than the quantity, and the idea that more, bigger, better exists in everything is just complete nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can see now with the turn the world has taken, there's no current pope. The Queen of England is talking about resigning. The banks in England are failing, and I think all this is a good thing because we're not mm-hmm. any longer under the minions of the dark. The light is shining.
Yes. Yeah, and people are needing to take responsibility for their lives and to find other ways to do things and, you know, think outside the box. Basically, there is no box, but you know. They have mm-hmm. to start taking responsibility for their part in this creation. And I find that if you can get clarity on any situation, that's how you start being able to take responsibility. You can see exactly what your part in everything is. It's part of really being aware and conscious. And yet that's the part where a lot of people get stuck. Like, well, I don't understand. I go around in circles. I can't get clarity. It's very simple, but you have to really ask the right questions. And like there's a dream induction thing that you can do where you say, you know, what is this or what is my next step or, you know, show me. And what you do is you address your subconscious. And I like to make it kind of comical. Like I go, subconscious, listen up. And then my subconscious goes, yes, boss. And I say, this is what I need to know. And I ask my question. And I direct it to tell me in dreams or to put it in that twilight area as I'm waking up and help me to remember it. And then I usually get the answer by the next morning, or it might take a couple nights. And I had to laugh. I've got to give you an example here. I was trying to figure out what was in this one mirror I had that was basically a psychic mirror type of thing. It was very creepy. And we had bought it used from somebody. And this was a long time ago. So it would do very strange things, you know, kind of creep me out. And so one day I had a lot of creep factor rolling out of that mirror to the point where friends would not walk into my apartment because they could feel it as they approached the front door. I said, oh boy, I got to figure out what's going on with that mirror. So I said, I'm going to go sit in the closet with it, and I'm going to close the door in the dark, look into that mirror, into my own eyes, and ask what's going on. Everybody freaked out. They said, oh my God, you can't do that. You know, what'll happen to you? Blah, blah, blah.
Nothing's going to happen. Is the mirror going to jump out of context and envelop you and turn you silver?
I don't know. So it didn't. But so I thought, okay, this is what I need to know. But first I tried to approach it in dreams. And I said, what is in my mirror? And what I got in my dreams that night was I saw myself being reflected in the mirror. I said, oh, great. And then I said, okay, what's in my closet? Showed me the mirror. And I went, okay, wrong questions. And finally I said, what is going on with that mirror that I need to know about to resolve this issue of this creepiness with the mirror? And then it showed me that I needed to go and sit in front of the mirror and open myself up to myself and be willing to hear what was going to come through. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life. So, yes,
yeah,
I came
really
out.
We have to be honest with ourselves when you're looking right at you in the mirror.
Uh-huh, exactly. But I got to that point by doing my little clarity exercise. So I started with the dream induction, and you know, after a few false starts, I got the right answer, and then I went ahead and acted on it. So that's the other part of it. You have to act on what you're discovering. And so tonight I'm going to do a meditation. I usually do this little 10-minute thing, so you know, most people can take 10 minutes out of their day. So I do that so that they can download it later and use it. And what I'm going to do is bring them to a point where they can really move into that space of achieving clarity and asking the right questions and getting used to asking themselves, because that's where it's all coming through anyway. It's an internal thing. So we're going to do that. But before we did that, I wanted to have this discussion because people get off on these tangents. You know, like you're talking about relationships. How do you get clarity in a relationship? Well, there's all kinds of relationships. You know, mm-hmm. There's the love relationship. There's the family relationships. There's, you know, associated people that aren't in the first circle or maybe the second circle. Maybe they're in your third circle where you have to play nice, but, you know, you might like them, you might not like them. You've got work relationships, you know, business relationships, healing relationships with your doctor. You've got all kinds of, you know, everything is relationship.
Are
and
you my
so,
doctor?
I could be your doctor.
Wait, it's
you want to play doctor?
It's a bit long distance to come for a house call.
Yeah, well, I can do these things remotely too, you know. So there's all of these different relationships. And I have probably the most relationship questions that I get from people are about, you know, how do I understand what's going on in my relationship with this person? And again, it comes down to clarity. Well, you got to ask the right questions, and you got to be honest with yourself, and they need to be honest with themselves, and then you can kind of meet in the middle. But what I found when somebody is not being honest, which is most of the people out there, when they don't want to look at it themselves, they certainly are not about to tell you what's going on. Then I start asking the universe, and I always get the right answer. And
the universe
then you
doesn't
watch.
Know what a lie is.
Yeah. Yeah, and so if you ask the right question, you will get the answer. And, I mean, I've confronted people, and they've denied stuff up and down, and then later on they tell me, well, you know, you're absolutely right. I'm like, I know I was right. You know, I saw what was going on. But this is very valuable. So if you learn to ask the universe to speak to you through your subconscious, you know, and to have all these little kind of tells, you know, happen around you, like a poker tell, you know, or somebody will blurt something out. Now, that's a really fun one. You can have somebody who's completely hostile to you, and you will put it in your mind that I want to know what the truth is, and you just say, universe, just show me what the truth is in this situation. And these people will not be able to help themselves. They will blurt it out, and at which point it's really hard to keep a straight face. But half the time, though, they don't even know they're doing it. And they tell you all about themselves. They tell you exactly what they intend to do to you, with you, or around you. And so you can get a lot of clarity on that right away so that you don't waste your time and energy being caught up in the machinations of people who mean you harm. And, I mean, this happens so much in the business world. And having, you know, worked in hospitals for a good portion of my life, I can tell you it's rampant in hospitals. I mean, you have got, you know, people that, if they weren't such cowards, would murder you in your sleep if they could. You know? And these are the people you're working with. You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
I generally try and avoid hospitals. I think that medicine works much better when it's enlightened.
I agree, very much so. And, you know, funny thing about that, you know, here we have the Enlightened Medicine Show. How strange.
I'm not sure that the best healing isn't done by the individual on their own.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, the meditation is a great way to get inside yourself. I do a 17 breath meditation that came out of Melchizedek's work. Mm-hmm. And when I go into my meditation, I essentially generate a Merkaba cube. And from then on in, I'm in clean sailing until I ungenerate the cube. Mm-hmm. But as I said, I'm a hermit, and I can go off on my own for days at a time and not have the need to see anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
Makes certain people nervous, but that's just part of life.
Yeah, I totally understand, because I have that hermit quality too. But when I need to be sociable, I can be sociable. And, you know, it's just most of the time I just soon be off by myself anyway. But I also have these things where I need to interact with people and you know, really be on with them, really be connecting heart to heart. And I can tell you that whenever I've achieved things in the healing field, it's really, it's not so much me doing it. It's me just connecting heart to heart with them. And they do heal themselves. You know, doctors don't heal you. You know, they heal themselves. And so, and, you know, people ask me how to get clear on what's going on with them, you know, and I'm really more the medical detective than anything else. I'm the one that figures out what all the specialists have missed and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's because I ask for clarity and, you know, sometimes I wake up 3 or 4 in the morning with the answer for a patient. And it's like, hadn't considered that. Okay. And I go try that. And, hey, it works. You know, imagine that. But we really are all connected through our water. And so you can also ask for clarity from the water itself. You know, you can charge a bottle of water with the intention for clarity. And
yes,
then you drink.
Dr. Emoto's work is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. So you could write clarity. Or, you know, clear thought or clear understanding. You could write all those things and put them on papers and stick them on your bottle of water and hold it with the intention that you will get clarity on the issue and then shake it. Because one of the things that has to happen for the energetic signature to go into the water, it has to shake. So I like to do it 108 times. And this is how homeopathic remedies are made, too. And so they, this traditional thing is do it 108 times on a Bible, you know, and you smack the water and shake it all up. And now that's, we can talk about homeopathy some other time. We're going to have to go into the meditation here. So any last thoughts here, Dr. Lenny?
No, but if people want to look at a five-dimensional reality as opposed to a three-dimensional reality, there's a website called the Galactic Free Press that no longer covers anything in the three-dimensional world, and it's about love, peace, understanding, and just getting out of the box so that we can come up with fresh ideas and new mechanisms of doing things. So awesome. That's at galacticfreepress.com, and I'm often at the site under my pen name, which is Lemmy Out.
I just got this picture of you inside the cube pounding on it. Let me out!
Well, that's the way it was with the society for several years, yeah. Where I had some bad string of happenings that ended up with me going on a vision quest and not quite all coming back ever.
Mm. Well, so. And, you know, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to be where I am at this point.
Yeah,
so let's get on to the meditation.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to do this 10-minute meditation, roughly about 10 minutes. We'll see how it goes. Might be less, but it won't be over 10 minutes. And so if you are listening to this in your car, this is the time where you turn this off or pull over. Do not drive while I'm taking you through meditation, because I'm going to use some background stuff that is going to help put people into the alpha state. Now, I can drive in an alpha state and carry on a conversation. I can even do that in a delta state, but that's not normal, okay? A lot of people don't do that. So especially if you're not used to this, you definitely need to be in a place that's safe. Make sure if you have a candle burning that you have it in a safe place so that if you go to sleep or if you, you know, go out of your body for a while, you won't come down to everything being crispy crittered. And obviously keep candles away from windows with curtains and things like that. It's safer not to have a candle going actually when you're doing this, because some people go very, very deep. And just realize that, you know, it's going to be easier if you have your question already framed. And I'm going to give you a minute or two to receive your answers. But you can extend that time when you're doing the meditating. You can, you know, download this and then add some increased time or whatever you need to do and, you know, really get into it. You may visualize the answer. You may hear it. You may just get an idea of what it might be, but then you can continue with this when you go to sleep at night. And if you start off with this meditation, ask your subconscious to please help you to understand and to move in the right direction, to know what you need to know and to remember it, then you will usually have this thing solved by the time you wake up in the morning. It's very, very helpful. Okay. So, having said that, get yourself in a comfortable position. And we're going to do three deep breaths to start out with, because this puts you into an altered state of consciousness, and we're looking for alpha state. So, nice deep breath all the way in. And then let it fall out of your body gently, very gently. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. And again, let it fall out very gently. And another nice deep breath, this time all the way down to your toes. And again, let it fall gently out of your body, naturally, easily. And continue to breathe slow and deep. And now see yourself at the top of a cliff, a beautiful little area, and there's a magic carpet, of beautiful colors. Go stand on that magic carpet. And from your vantage point on the cliff, you can see a beautiful valley down below with waterfalls and a pond. Beautiful, gleaming white and gold buildings. And now you're going to say up to the carpet. And it gently rises up off the ground. And now you point down to the valley. And the carpet very slowly and gently moves off the cliff, slowly down into the valley. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, landing gently. 1, the carpet is on the ground. 1, and you stretch, smile, and walk off the carpet. And you walk towards the sound of water. And you see a beautiful little waterfall. And a nice, big, beautiful pond. And you find a still area where the water is slower. And you dip into this pond. Oh, it feels so good. The water is so clear and it's the perfect temperature. It's like silk blowing in the breeze against your skin. Soft. Welcoming. The water is so clear you can see every little pebble. Maybe some gemstones. And beautiful plants. And you dip all the way under the water quickly and then back up. And you step out of the pond. And the sun is shining on you and it dries you very quickly. And you feel renewed, cleansed of anything that was holding you back. And now you notice that next to the carpet, there is a beautiful robe. It's made of the finest, softest silk. Or maybe rayon or cotton. And you pick this gown up, and you put it on. And as this settles over your body, you feel taller. You feel more alive than ever before. And now you walk to one of the beautiful buildings in the valley. And it feels like you're floating above the ground. With each step, it takes you faster and farther. It's a pretty cool sensation. You get to one of these beautiful buildings. And you go inside and you find three very wise-looking robed scholars, teachers, who greet you with love and say, "How may we serve you today?" you tell them, I have a question that I really need some help with. They guide you now to a room that is your room in this building. It is filled with things that please you. They beckon you to sit, and you look at the furniture in this place and you love it. The colors, the styles, the workmanship is exquisite. You sit down, make yourself comfortable. And your three scholars sit with you. One of them claps his hands, and a screen rolls down out of the ceiling silently. Another one claps the hands, and the screen brightens instantly to a gleaming, rolling, iridescent white. The third one then says, ask your question. And you will see the answer upon the screen. And we will show you what you need to see, like a movie. Take a deep breath now and think your question at the screen. And see as it appears like magic. Now see this question is starting to fade. Watch carefully for the answer is coming now. Now you see that one of your helpers is handing you a remote control switch so that you can brighten the screen or dim it as needed. You can increase or decrease the volume. You can fast forward or reverse. You can freeze frame, and you can record. One of the other scholars is handing you a notebook so that you can write down the important things that you're learning. And with this notebook is a beautiful golden pen. The third scholar then hands you a cap of yellow and amethyst purple that you can put on your head in this place any time that you need so that you can get the answers clearly and easily. You thank them. They walk you out to the door. You glide back now to the pond and then to the carpet. You put your usual clothes on. Fold the robe neatly for your next journey here. Say up to the carpet. And it brings you back up to the top of the cliff. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You're at the top of the cliff now. You laugh as you walk off the carpet, feeling wonderful. And you come back to your body now. Open your eyes, move around. How you feel? Did you get your answers? Hope you did. And you can go back and use this meditation anytime that you need to bring yourself to a state of clarity. Very simple little meditation, but it works very well. And if nothing else, at least you'll feel relaxed. So now if you're still feeling kind of out there, get up and move around. Bring your mind back to the present, to your body. Make sure you're 100% back.
Aw.
Yeah,
but you got only to be 75% there.
Yeah, well, it depends on whether you have to drive or not. So that was your meditation on clarity. And I know that it helps because this is one of the things that I use to really get the answers. Sometimes the answers are surprising. So, Dr. Lenny, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate your discussion, as always.
Certainly. And thanks for the hat.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a really wonderful hat.
It is. It's the right colors, too. Now I need robes to match.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you just go visit that place. I'll give you whatever you want.
Okay.
Makes it real easy. Okay. So now, listeners, just remember when you do these meditations, make sure you're safe, okay? Make sure you're in a safe place, that you don't have something burning on the stove or candles any place where it's going to be dangerous, because you can go very deep in these meditations and really have some wonderful experiences, even in 10 minutes. And, you know, the main thing is to make sure you're prepared. You also want to make sure you turn off all of your phones so you don't get disturbed, because that can be very jarring. And have fun with that one. And then next month we'll find another interesting meditation and discussion to do. So, again, let me remind you that our show is brought to you by our sponsors, starlights.com. That's starlights.com. for New Age products, and also by alternativecancer.us, where they have somewhere around 1,000 pages of information about how to deal with cancer. And they also have test kits to help you to find out which types of therapies are going to work best for you. So please do visit them. And until next week, as usual, be happy. Be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.